Hey, well, bacon, hot dogs, and cold cuts are under fire in this country today. I don't know if you saw the news study, but the World Health Organization threw its global weight behind years of experts' warnings and declared this past Monday, that processed meats raise the risk of colon and stomach cancer, and that red meat is also harmful to you. Well, you can imagine the meat producers are going nuts. They say, oh, this is terrible, that this is just not correct. I think there's a balance. I think there's no doubt in my mind that too much red meat and particularly processed cold cuts are bad for you, can cause cancer. There's just been way too many studies that have confirmed that very thing. And so the study is controversial, but the fact remains that colon cancer is quite prevalent, and that one of the factors in colon cancer is red meat. Now, I'm not a big meat eater. I just don't like meat all that much. I do much better with fish and vegetables. Having said that, I think there's a balance. I think there's nothing wrong with someone eating a good steak once a week. The cold cuts don't have much taste to me, quite frankly. But just using a little common sense, moderation in everything you do. Isn't that the mantra or the basic rule of how you get along and deal with these issues? Using some common sense not to overdo anything. Sure, you ought to stay away from sugar. Hard to do so when you've got these great desserts out there. Hey, it's Halloween, guys, pumpkin pies into the Christmas season. But again, just use some common sense. By the way, I'm really high on stevia. This product from the bark of the tree that you put in your, I put it in my tea, I use it on my cereal, that kind of thing. And I've gotten so I really enjoy the taste of stevia. But in any event, whether it's sugar, whether it's red meat, a variety of these foods, too much bread, too much pasta, a little common sense will make a huge difference in what you eat and how healthy you stay. I think the rule of thumb I find is 2/3 diet, 1/3 exercise to keep you healthy, to keep that heart pumping, keep that blood pumping through. And so some regular exercise, getting out and walking. When it comes to mealtime, throw a salad in there, kind of watch the desserts. Just don't overdo what you're eating. Moderation in virtually everything you do in life makes good common sense. It certainly does so when the meat situation comes up. So I think it's a study that makes sense. It's reliable. And I think it raises concerns about people that eat too much meat. I had a brother that passed away, bless his soul, and he worked so hard, just worked all the time. In the car, running through a McDonald's drive-in to get his lunch because he didn't have time for lunch. Then at night, taking some of his clients out to dinner. They'd always eat a nice big steak dinner. And so, it made him die at an early age. And so, in any event, I just make that point about that study. I think it's a legitimate study. It's under attack by the meat industry. I can imagine that. But the fact remains, you can eat a good meal and use some good common sense in what you eat and still, in my opinion, live a long life. Hey, thanks for listening today.